Welcome to Clickstar, brought to you by Lucky Dice Cafe out of Huntsville, Alabama. Check them out at LuckyDiceCafe.com. And now for your hosts, Daniel Powell, Jason Alvey, Alex Coons, and Tyler Spees.
Hey everybody, welcome to Clickstuff today. This is your host Daniel Powell speaking. Just want to let everybody know that Clickstuff is brought to you by TrollandToad.com, the world's largest HeroClix retailer. Find HeroClix new and old on TrollandToad.com and use coupon code Clickstuff for 5% off your HeroClix order. Merchant and pre-order items do not apply. If you like what you're listening today, check us out at patreon.com/clickstuff. $1 and above gets entered into our monthly giveaways. $5 and above gets into our Discord server for HeroClix strategy and tactics discussion. And joining me today is Jason. Please come play at Rock Up Alvey.
If they would go back to being modern age, I'd be there.
Teams is modern.
Teams is modern.
You know what I
mean. And secondly, joining me tonight is Tyler. It's finally going to play Juggernaut. Spees.
We'll see.
You should just do it.
I might. We'll see.
So we're going to talk about a few different things tonight. First of all, we have to rectify a mistake in our next phase set review.
Oh my god,
we forgot to review Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's because he doesn't exist.
Yeah, we don't need to review it. What are you talking about? It was never put out in circulation. Man, that's funny. I think we're up to four now, right?
There five. Been
four Kevins. Been? Five. Okay.
Jack had a fifth one, I think. Yeah.
I think Jack has the fifth one. Yeah. So there was the IPF one, the one that Lucas won, the one that was pulled in the booster. The first one was pulled in the booster at the same store by the guy that bought the one. I think that was posted on Facebook.
Finally. Well, you were saying booster. Is it the Chase booster?
The retail Chase booster. Yeah.
So none have still pulled from a normal booster.
No, right? Not at all. And then number four was pulled in another retail Chase booster, and then Jackson pulled the number five at his store. He didn't win it, but was opened at his store. Yeah, yeah. So
five total.
Five
and
total.
They definitely are not in the main set, and WizKids has definitely not addressed that.
Correct. They did in that one Facebook group, but I mean, well, their addressing was, yeah, they exist.
Yeah, they're definitely out there. We're going to check, but we're pretty sure that they're in those boosters. That
right.
Just keep opening them.
Yep.
Yeah, he has sold for $1,000.
Yep, it's dropped a little bit since then, but not much.
No, I think Lucas said on the Critical Clicks that he sold it for $850. Then the other one went for $1,000. And then I don't know what number. Number one sold for $400 initially. And then Lucas has sold for $850, and then I think they sold the third one for $1,000, and I don't know what the other guy
who's buying these. Why? I don't.
Who's buying this? Who's buying this? It's a TikTok thing, Tyler. You just went straight to a TikTok trend.
I know who one of them is, but I'm not going to divulge the name.
That's fair. That's fair.
Hey. Oh, I know one of them. They posted it. He posted.
Did they?
Yeah, he. I think Wesley posted it. It was our buddy Keith up in Indy bought one.
Yeah, I didn't want to expose him if he wasn't going to be.
No, I mean Wesley posted that on a Facebook post. I think
if nothing happens and they're only in the Chase boosters, there could be less than 10 out there. Like completely,
they're going to get them back out there. They've got to. So
well, yeah, but how?
Just wait till the Whiskey store has a big sale on next phase bricks in about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll start all the ones depending on the warehouse with them in there will be coming out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's know. It's definitely
it's
a bad.
It's
definitely
not good.
It's definitely a bad look. Yeah, absolutely. So
I think it's the worst like distribution thing. Like, they had that one in that one set where they gave stuff out at Origins for
So that was Deadpool and the X-Force, right? And there were certain stores that would open up, like, three unicorn pools.
Yeah.
But at least Unicorn Pool was included.
Yeah, I'm saying that's like the worst one that I remember, and they did something to rectify that. This one seems way worse, so I don't know if they're gonna do anything, or you know.
Well, this is definitely way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was a major selling point of the set that you could pull this ultra taste.
Distribution is just screwed up all the way around at the warehouse right now, apparently.
Well, the people that have the conspiracy theory that there are two factories. This is the bad set, so we're in the downtrend. But next set will be great.
I mean, I'm kind of behind that theory.
yeah, it's becoming more acceptable.
Just by the way, while we're recording, Duke, I sound in time to you guys.
In time, yes. I think so.
Yeah, you sound perfectly normal.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'm noticing.
Okay, you guys sound fine. Okay, so
So
if you had a world tournament tomorrow, would you play Kevin?
No, probably not.
I think it depends on the team. Probably not. His keywords hold him back a lot. I think he could be good on like an Alpha Strike team. Like I said, you know, you move him up, he gives you the rerolls, he gives a power to your whole team, essentially, for all of their attacks or enhancement, whatever you need. Something like that. He's not bad, but he's not on every team support, you know?
Yeah. By the way, Jason, I just had this thought. When we play for our retail chase booster thing, can we open it before the tournament?
You know, that thought had crossed my mind. So it's like, yeah, we can open it and see how cutthroat we need to be.
Right. Yeah.
Because we really don't need to bash each other's heads in over like a Hulk and She-Hulk, right?
Right. Or
tournaments with $1,000 prize pools.
Yeah.
It couldn't be toxic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I will.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that. Like,
yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I was looking at those things today. I stopped in the store to pick up that pizza party box, the Kate one, and they were there on the shelf. And I was thinking, we should look in those.
Yeah, we should look in those before we start our tournament. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we should probably play for them soon before Kevin reappears.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did mention that to Dwayne.
Is there an easy way to give this guy energy explosion?
Yeah. So there are two tricks to use with this guy. I think they're all pretty well known at this point, but just in case. So the Spider-Man Prime from...
Yep.
Spider-Man Beyond Amazing. I was trying to pull him up. He's called Iron Spider, right?
Yeah.
So the Iron Spider Prime, that's the first trick. That allows everybody on the team to have the Sinister Syndicate team ability, which, you know, allows you to share the attack value. So you're getting this guy up to an 11 attack or so. Probably have to go unthemed with this one. So you kind of, you know, do the Sinister Syndicate thing. So that's 30 points of the build. And then, yes, you can give him the power you just said if you play the Super Rare Penguin from Notorious.
Oh, yeah.
So you can give him for Energy Explosion and Knockback would be the big thing to give him. How many bolts does he have? Well, just the one. But if you also surround him with... enhancement, right? So you can be like an 11 for 3 at 11 range with this guy. Not decent, not easy, but I mean, you know, with a little bit of effort. Okay. Yeah. So
you can't give him Batman enemy for any reason. Anyway.
I thought there was a way to give him Batman enemy, like adjacent characters can use Batman.
Yeah, somebody does that. I know they do.
Yeah. Man. So I don't know what that is off the top of my head. Maybe it's a Harley? Is it a Harley that does that? Poison Ivy?
That's seen.
Catwoman? Penguin?
Wait,
Frank the Plant?
Even if you use the... Did I miss it? Even if you use the Penguin, you still need to use Iron Spider to give him an attack value, right?
Correct. Unless you
I was talking about Batman enemy.
Yeah, unless you just plan on crit hitting, Tyler.
True. That is true.
I was just trying to look through really quickly of all of the DC characters that have Batman enemy.
I guess you want more Marvel characters on your team with him, though, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's probably somebody out there. They're probably, like, screaming into the mic right now, like, it's this guy! And I'm like, oh, we don't
it's
know.
It's one of them.
Yeah. And maybe there's not.
Well, who is it? Does Iron Spider get? He gives a TA now, right?
Yeah, he gives a TA to your whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
For 30 points. And he's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how good that Iron Spider was last year, and it just have not been played at all this year.
Yeah. I think it'll always be good. It's hard to beat that for 30 points.
Yeah, I mean, I really think the Porters killed Iron Spider.
Why?
He doesn't have good keywords.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's rough.
That Magia team just never took off, man.
Yeah. Oh, no? That's weird.
Maybe with next phase, something comes out with that Iron Spider and Spy.
If it has Spy, then that one lady can keyword cheat him, right?
Val, Valentina, De Allegro,
yeah. Sure. Well, that's how you say it.
Yeah. So,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That's
it. I mean, you could build something with Thunderbolts, maybe. That gives you, can use your powers Ghost Rider.
It does.
Yep. So, I don't know. Maybe something there. But the problem is like, there's a lot of other really, really good primes now, too.
I'll just invest spread my $1,000 into more stuff than just Kevin.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Right. So that's the whole point, right? Is Kevin good enough as is? Right? Because the whole set's legal right now. So if the whole set's legal, then is Kevin worth it if you had to go play in Worlds tomorrow? And I think the answer is no. Certainly not worth $1,000.
Probably kind of be sick to win Worlds with Kevin though. Like that would be kind of cool.
If it's not out yet by then.
I mean, Kevin's not even doing a great job directing movies and TV shows. So.
I am curious to see how Wizkids addresses it.
By not addressing it.
We'll see. Then maybe they won't. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too I don't think it'll be addressed. I would not hold out hope that they address it and say, oops, sorry about Kevin, guys.
I don't know. For me, it's pretty bad to not address, but...
Well, it seems like there's a large bag of worms that get opened up by addressing it, so...
That's true, too.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. So we rectified our error in our set review. We just talked about Kevin. He's not very good, I don't think. He's fine. Someone said, what if they ban Porters? Well, they're not going to ban Porters. It's just not happening.
They're definitely not going to ban him. But even if they do, I don't think Kevin's the best support. You saw like Mephisto and
I don't even think they're going to errata Porter. I would be very, very surprised if Scott Porter caught an errata.
If they do a watch list before Worlds, I would be very surprised if he was not on that watch list.
Yeah. I mean I get what you're saying, Tyler, but
he's the most prevalent piece ever in the history of the game, except for Faust.
Except for Felix Faust, yeah.
Well, I don't. Maybe it was harder to get or something. I don't know because there's like 90% of teams at least have.
It's just the fact that everybody spent their money on that specific figure, just bought it direct and paid money for charity, and only to have it changed is a problem for people.
I don't think that's why they would not do it, but maybe I'm.
Oh, I think that's totally a reason.
We'll see. I mean, hopefully they do a watch list, and then we'll be proven right or wrong.
Look, I mean, top eight of eight at Adepticon all had both Porters on their team. So
yeah, I mean, it's super, super clear that he's not balanced at all. Like, he's definitely...
I mean, he's cheap. He has every keyword.
Right. He's also... It's not as oppressive feeling as having a primary attacker be the best piece in the game, like when Skytimer was, or Vulture.
I don't mind him being on every team.
If everybody, if it's like equal across the playing field, and then everybody has him, and he's not just like demolishing your team, I can see why people aren't as mad about it.
He doesn't stop me from playing the game. He doesn't lock me out of the game. He doesn't...
Well, 50, he locks your team build at 250 points.
Yeah, that's...
But I see what... Yeah, it's so, not super, so like,
top,
oppressive feeling.
Top 16 at Adepticon. All 16 teams had Black Shirt Porter. 15 out of the 16 teams had White Shirt Porter.
Who didn't have White Shirt?
Kenny Minx.
Huh. Oh, he's playing some sort of, like, Don't Die type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think personally, I still think he's a problem and needs change, but I understand where Jason's coming from and why he's not getting as much hate as a Vulture or a Sky Tyrant, just because it doesn't feel as bad. But
and plus, we just like Scott.
That's true, too. It's really cool that he's a figure.
He's just a fun guy, and everybody likes him.
He's just a fun guy.
And you know, we just don't want to hate him. Like, you know.
Well, and then maybe the other part there is when we go to Rock Cup, we should definitely give Scott a Sinestro Core ring to wear all weekend.
That's good.
Yeah. And like a necklace of the yellow constructs, like just tie him into a little necklace so he could wear them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jason, I get it. Yeah, it's a support piece, right? Like, but you know, did Venom Mags end up on a watch list?
I don't think so.
I think he might have been on the silver watch list at some point.
Well, he's on the silver ban list right now.
Now he is, yeah. But I was talking about before. But I don't think he was ever on an official WizKids watch list.
Look, if we never changed Scarab, Scott Porter's okay.
I disagree. I hated Scarab more than anyone.
I hated Scarab too. But they never changed.
They never did. And he was on the watch list like twice, I think, for two different reasons. One for his targeting across the board, and that was a problem. And the other one for copying equipment thing.
There was utterly horrible things that he did.
But he wasn't on 95%+ of builds all the time forever.
He was on Q4 of 2022's watch list. I don't think he was on another one. I'm pulling up the 2022 article. This is the results of the watch list. I'm going to look here.
I don't think that they have ever... Oh, yeah,
Scarab. Scarab, effect reviewed, errata, none.
Yeah. I remember. It was annoying because I did not like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other thing is like this is not a blind purchase, right? This is a piece that you are here. It is, you buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you start putting this stuff out there and then you start changing it,
I understand.
I understand what I'm saying. Like
Tyler or Jason, there is precedent. You know, there is precedent for that.
The tank
is one. But they also retired the Blackbird early and all of the Khan ID cards early.
They didn't change them, though.
They didn't change them, but they were able... It was a viable product that they retired early, you know, gave less time in Modern because they felt like it. So
yeah, I think that the tank is the good comparison because that was probably the second most prevalent piece on any HeroClix team, and they did change that one. And that one was a viable. So I think that they would change it if it was a problem.
It's just a slippery slope, I feel like, for them. Mm-hmm. You know.
It could be, yeah. Because what people are going to complain about, they're going to be like, oh, they intentionally released...
And I didn't get this now.
But yeah.
they intentionally released a broken product and then nerfed it after they.
But here's the thing:
so people bait and switch. Bait and switch.
It's not going to stop anybody from buying it next time.
Probably not. I think it could.
It could.
I think it could. It probably not a large percentage, but some of them will. But
if it happens enough, then it will.
That's true. This is the second time I think it's ever happened.
Well, just keep in mind the times that it had happened before. And if they change Scott Porter, spend your future money
keep
appropriately.
That in mind too.
Spend your future money appropriately to the best of your abilities. Or whatever you want to, however you want to put that. All right, so... But yeah, Jason, I agree with what you said. Scott Porter doesn't lock you out of the game. He does cool things. You know, in general, right, he's just this little support piece.
They can also both go on every team, like every theme team. So everyone,
yeah, I mean, right. it brought back team Rob, that you, I mean, were so adamant about we needed.
And, you know. And on top of that, the white shirt is just really good piece on any team.
Yeah. True. I think they both are, but. Yeah, I agree.
All right, so let's go to Peacemaker set review. We get two Peacemaker boxes coming up. The Wings mm-hmm. of Eagly is the first one that is already out. So that includes. So I'm Jason.
They're
I'm
both out. What are you talking about?
Well,
they're both out.
That is correct.
They're both out.
They are both
they're
out.
They're both out.
They're both out.
I can prove it.
Yeah, Jason has the other one in hand. But the reason I asked that question in general was Peacemaker, Eagly, John, Abadeo, and Vigilante and Harcourt are in the first box, and then Peacemaker, Judo Master, Butterfly Swarm, Murn, and Peacemaker's Helmet is in the other one.
No, Peacemaker's Helmet's in the first box.
Oh, okay. Do you have it in hand with you?
What the butterfly?
The helmet.
No, the helmet's in the first box. I don't have that one.
Oh, I have the first one. But someone
Wings of Eagly has got the helmet in it.
Well, someone asked, "Where's the helmet item?" I've got a card, but it's just a card that's legal now. Did the piece not come in the? Did the helmet not
well,
come
you're
in?
Holding
the,
it.
I don't know. I don't have my Peacemaker set with me. It's downstairs. I'm upstairs.
Oh well, I don't, we don't have it.
Me and Jason I didn't buy the Eagly set. Hold on. There were pictures. Okay, that was also pictures of the. That's pictures of the butterfly set. Okay.
No, they're showing the Eagly thing right now. I see the picture of the Eagly box. There is no helmet.
Helmet.
There's no actual object. It's just a card.
No, it's just the six figures in the one.
Oh, frame. Yeah, here it is. It's just a card. Yeah, that's just all there card. Is.
Yeah, so...
What does that mean?
Well, Jason Phillip asks, where's the helmet item? I've got a card, but it's just the card legal now? That is a great question. Hopefully somebody...
Is that a screw-up and there's supposed to be a helmet in there and there wasn't?
Does the card have a helmet image on it?
Yes,
it does. It does not. No, it doesn't. Well,
what?
I'm looking at the real card, and it doesn't.
Oh,
it
really?
Does not have... Maybe...
We had photographs we posted in our chat of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
From Dial H, and this there is nothing on there.
That's weird. I mean, because you don't really need the thing. It's actually kind of annoying to have it on the side of the board. But...
Yeah.
Maybe there's no way they would just not print them, right? Or not maybe. Make the sculpts for them?
Maybe.
Yeah.
In my head, it makes sense.
Okay.
And I would like
it's
that
okay.
change.
Yeah, if it's just a card, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. I don't know how much other people would be okay with that. Like not getting a sculpt of like if they make Mjolnir equipment or something like that.
Maybe Peacemaker's helmet's removable.
That would be sick.
all right.
I think it's still the image though.
Okay, so
I do want to talk about all of these, but you're also making me want to run downstairs and grab my thing and unbox it real quick here. There's all these are really good to talk about.
Yeah, there's really good stuff in both of them.
Right. So, how about this? Talk about the Peacemaker's helmet as an equipment, and then I will run and go get the thing, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, so Peacemaker's helmet. It's indestructible. Qualifying name, Peacemaker. Ooh. Unequipped drop. Effect, free. Roll a d6. The equipped character can use the resulting effect until your next turn. Mm-hmm. 1, screwdriver, invulnerability. Okay. 2, anti-gravity, wing symbol, and sidestep.
That's great.
3, x-ray vision, improved targeting, hindering, and destroys blocking.
That's great.
4, sonic boom, knockback, and pulse wave.
That's crazy.
5, scabies for all, poison, and they deal penetrating damage when they use it.
That's okay.
And 6, chooses any result.
Okay, so that all of those are crazy good, right?
Seems like it.
I don't invuln for 10 points would not be crazy, but it would be very nice to be able to pick invuln. So both peacemakers, I think, at least one of them, I think both of them, don't have to roll when they use it. They just pick one of these, right?
The Peacemaker from the Eagly box specifically says if Peacemaker is equipped with that helmet, when he uses its effect, he may choose the results to the rolling.
So it's just
The other one does not say that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's fair. But obviously, these are out of all of the ones where you have to like roll and get a random effect, these are all like top tier effects. It's better than the bat belt as its own thing, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Knockback, pulse wave, flight, sidestep is amazing. The improved targetings.
Improved targeting's really good.
Yeah. The only poison. Problem, the poison can be situationally good, so can the invuln.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, it's very inconsistent because you just, it's not even like you turn, like, you know, you just rolling a dice and getting one of them.
Yeah, anytime you have an effect where you have to roll a dice to determine the effect, it's
too random. Yeah, and even then, you get to keep it until your next turn.
Yeah,
so
they finally fixed that problem, right?
I don't know if it's a problem. It makes it way worse because, like, if I just want to play this for the specifically like the X-ray vision on somebody who really needs it, if it was the other way, I could do that and just keep rolling it every turn until I get it and then stop. But now you can't really do that.
On the 016 Peacemaker, it's really, really good because he gets the pick.
Obviously, it's amazing for him.
And it's free for him. Okay. Right?
I don't think anybody else is paying for this. I don't think.
So I just unboxed it. There is definitely no Peacemaker's helmet sculpt.
Okay.
I'm opening up the cards right now.
Mm-hmm. Is his helmet removable?
Okay, hold on. Let me answer that question next. Peacemaker's helmet. Peacemaker's helmet's card has no picture of a helmet.
Okay.
Taking Peacemaker out of his container.
Anything's removable if you pull hard enough.
Well, I am pulling with what I believe to be a slightly above appropriate amount of force.
Okay.
And it is not removable. The sculpt is not a switch click.
Okay.
All right. So.
Yeah. I think they missed a big opportunity here when qualifying name didn't include John Cena.
Peacemaker.
That would have been sick. Maybe they just assumed nobody else is ever going to use this and pay for it, so they only need it on that one sculpt, and they gave it to him.
The reason effects where you don't have to keep rolling get errated. I mean, Alchemical Fire got the yeet because of that. Alchemical Fire never got played again after that errata.
Yeah, but that wasn't the only thing that changed about it, right?
No, that was it.
Are you sure? I thought, no. I'm looking up. I don't think that's right. I thought they nerfed it pretty hard.
I mean, I'm going to look real quick.
Because I don't know how to look at this.
No,
how good is the helmet on Peacemaker? Like, how good is the helmet on Peacemaker?
Yeah, sorry,
super good.
Sorry, the errata was just the rolling.
I mean,
it makes you had to roll every turn.
Sorry, you could go either direction. They changed it to where you had to roll it, like you had to go clockwise.
Okay, so that is definitely worse.
Right.
I remember that because it was either, it was like 2/3 chance to get where you wanted to go. Because you could go either one to the right or three to the left.
Right, and then so like the utility belt is the same way. It's clockwise now, the new utility belt. So yeah, I mean that's just a design mantra I think that they have now that they're just not going to change it. They're just not going to do anything.
It could be. It might be good.
So
it's obviously great on Peacemaker. Does it make that Peacemaker good enough to play?
Yeah, is he good enough? That's what I was going to say.
No.
Because he gets the helmet for free, right?
He does. I still don't think he is good enough. He doesn't have any stop clicks or rollouts. That's like a big red flag for me.
Right. And
Invuln's not cutting any.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and he doesn't have Invuln, does he? He has toughness.
He does. Well, the helmet can give him Invuln.
So whenever let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, no. Nope. Well, he's even 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I understand some of this stuff's going to retire. He does pass the Carnage Silver Surfer test somewhat because he's got stealth 4 clicks in. He may not be KO'd by the second attack. The Kong test, right? He's a 70-point piece, so he better freaking pass the Quake test, right? But he doesn't pass it because Kong's got, 4 damage?
Yes.
And then he picks up an object to makes it 6. So.
And Fierce Kathan at 7.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just base 5 with Kathan. So that puts him on click 6. And then the knockback would be 7. So even without an object, he almost fails the Kathan test. Or the Kong test. So.
You need a stop click or rollouts, pretty much. Or some super mastermind, if you have that.
So, all right. So I wanted to talk about it box by box, but Jackson asked for Silver, how many Peacemakers and how many Wendigos? I think Jack's going to be disappointed because it's this other Peacemaker is in the box that's probably not going to be legal for Cup.
Oh, it won't be?
Yeah, so the...
Well, it's official release. Wait,
Jason has it in hand!
Yeah, I do have it. But its official release date is May the 3rd.
When is the Cup? Isn't it late May? Or am I
correct? No, the first week of May. It literally comes out the first day of Rock Cup, so it's not going to be legal for Rock Cup. Probably, but, I mean, that was its scheduled release day. I mean, if they're shipping them now... I would say
I think they were supposed to, according to what we heard earlier today.
One person got one box.
Well,
I mean, am I the only person that has it? I don't know. Maybe I am.
No one would know of.
Then, well, I mean, you should just ask in our Facebook group. Did anybody else's piece
of Dial H has one because they unboxed one.
Well, they got shipped one.
Yeah. That was on purpose.
Why don't you just ask if anybody else got their shipped to them?
Okay, I'm going to ask. I'm going to do it right here.
So,
okay. Do you want to talk about the Peacemaker?
Let's talk about the other Peacemaker. The first time a friendly character is dealt damage by an opposing effect, if you haven't begun your second turn, after resolutions, you may choose that all characters have immune until your next turn. So, Tyler, you should love this, right?
I was thinking I should, but now I'm reading it and I don't.
Well, because one piece would take one set of damage.
Yeah, they probably kill something, right? With one attack. But my big problem with it, I didn't realize it says all characters have immune until your next turn. So you can't even hit them.
Okay, so hold on. Let's think about this. Okay, let me step through this while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're playing a typical Tyler Spies force that he likes to play.
Yep.
All right, you move. It's your first turn. Turn zero. Right. Turn zero. Yeah. Immediately. They say, start. And then Tyler...
Move all the way across the map.
Tyler flips his tarot card, moves all the way across the map with Chip.
Yep. And sits there with eight figures.
Sits there right there in front of everybody. Okay. Yep. Turn one ends.
Right.
I go... No? Yeah, okay. So then I go... KO one of your pieces.
Yep, you KO a 50-point piece.
Right, say. Okay.
You one-shot of something.
Okay. After resolutions, you may choose that all characters have immune until your next turn. So, your characters all have immune, my characters all have immune.
Oh, until my next turn. You're right. Okay, so it does work.
Yeah, it does. You start your turn, the immune goes away.
Right, that's correct. Okay, that makes sense.
That was worse.
Unless somehow it's triggered on my turn. Okay. Wait, it's still damaged by... No, you could do it if you ran across and attacked their... somebody with mystics on their turn, on their team. Then you could trigger it yourself. And nobody would die.
Yeah, I mean, a peacemaker on peacemaker turn, a team gets very interesting because if it's turn one, you do your move up thingy, and then I attack your team. If I'm playing peacemaker, you then attack my team.
No, you couldn't because it'd be immune, right? Or no, you could.
Yeah, you could.
But then it would be turn two.
No. I haven't begun my second turn yet because you were first player.
If you haven't begun your second turn, if you haven't, yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Okay. So then my peacemaker goes into effect. You've KO'd one of my 50-point pieces, whatever. Right. We're playing identical teams.
Yeah.
You KO that same 50-point piece, and then I'm immune. So in the peacemaker versus peacemaker setup, you want to go second.
Yes. That makes sense.
In the peacemaker versus everything else, you probably want to be going first.
Maybe.
Depends on the team build, right? There's a lot to do with the team build, right?
Yeah, sure. But in any case, I think this guy is definitely worth looking at for the exact reason that we're talking about. So you have a team. He's got decent keywords. Soldier, martial arts, assassin are okay.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, those are all super awesome keywords now. You may not think about it. But assassin is orb, headless horseman.
There are good figures with assassin, but I feel like it's probably missing like a taxi or a support or something like that.
Martial artist is Elsa, Hawkeye, and Hawkeye probably.
Wong.
Yeah. Wong. Sure. Soldier is Deathstroke and Blue Marvel, among others.
Yeah, so just him by himself, like, he also, I'm just thinking about this now, pairs with that Batman chase from... Batman team up, the mystery team one that says if you haven't taken damage, you take one damage, right? He's a martial artist and he would make it so nobody dies. They just take one damage and then this guy's effect triggers.
Oh, you're talking about the Batman that does the one damage or you only take one if you're adjacent to it?
Yeah, if you're adjacent to him, if you would take damage but you're on top click, only take one damage.
It's close attacks.
Okay, that's not as good. But still, it's a good figure.
Yeah.
He's also not bad. He's seven clicks for 60 points. He also has another really cool trait. It's free once per game. Move all characters that don't have immune two squares in the same direction. Characters don't need to break away for this movement. That's really cool. Like, it gives your whole team... basically a once per game sidestep if you need more reach on your opener. It can like mess with the enemy, like break up mastermind adjacency and stuff like that. And it's a free action, so that's really powerful.
Yeah, I think he's really good. He's definitely worth keeping an eye on.
Yeah.
I think he's super, super good.
All right, so let's switch back to Eagly set. Talk about Eagly. You have a power retail on Suicide Squad. And then support is free, but only if Eagly KO'd an opposing character. I mean, nothing outright OP here, just...
Nothing crazy. I think he's good enough to think about on like an animal team. He's my pride retail. He's hypersonic blades. It's not bad.
Yeah, he's all right.
America.
Yeah. John Economos. It's been a while since I watched the show, so
I haven't watched it.
Power, remove all hack tokens from friendly characters, then give a hack token to a friendly character within range of 6. The character with the hack token can use super senses. Shape change. When that character uses it and succeeds, after resolutions, they may deal 1 penetrating damage to an opposing character. That's neat. Perplex, probability control. When John uses either, he may target the character with the hack token regardless of range and modifier.
That's cool.
But I think it's probably about 15 points too expensive.
Yeah, so let's say he's overcost.
Yeah,
because he doesn't do anything else. He's got willpower, 9 attack. No, he's got mastermind, I'm sorry. Mastermind stealth to keep him alive, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Tyler, you have really loud mouse tonight, by the way.
My mouse?
Yeah.
Your clicking is loud.
You're clicking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a new setup.
That's
what I can do.
So, Abadeo... human torpedo activate, modify speed +3, improve targeting, a bunch of good stuff. Move Abadeo in a improve movement, a bunch of good stuff. Move Abadeo in a direct path up to her speed value. After resolutions, make a close attack targeting each character that she moved to, regardless, and 1 penetrating. We've seen stuff like that before, typically not very good. Friendly characters with Suicide Squad may use that team ability to heal when any friendly character is KO'd anywhere on the map.
Yep. Oh, and it's been Jason friendly characters with Suicide Squad, modify attack +1, kind of meh.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, it's fun.
The human torpedo thing, the improved movement is everything. It's just like you can go through everything. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, I mean, and it's burst blocking, it's destroy blocking.
But even then, like, you're attacking everybody 11, you're doing 1 damage. Just
from... Yeah, we've seen stuff like this before. It's never been really played. Except when it targets friendly characters, too. We have seen that.
That's true, Cannonball.
Vigilante, mask token. He has shape change, which succeeds on a 3 through 6. If he has a mask token, when he uses it and fails, remove his mask token. He can voop around with stealth. Adjacent to a terrain marker. Exploit is down dial, so probably really can't count on that. He doesn't have a split dial. He has improved targeting adjacency. He has 4 range. Blades.
Yep.
RCE. I mean, nothing exciting there, but it doesn't have to be.
The shape change is outwittable, too, so it's just like...
Yeah.
It's not bad. Nothing in here is bad, but it's probably not going to see play.
Right. Harcourt, leadership. When Harcourt uses it after resolutions, you may move a friendly character with a Suicide Squad up to half the result. Sidestep, running shot, stealth. You know what would make some of these things better? If they were... Close. Well, I can't really... I'm going to say this, and then you're going to be like, what?
Excited.
If Iconics were pulp legal...
Then what?
That would be cool.
Oh, it would be cool if they were pulp legal.
Yeah. But that then makes Kong pulp legal, so probably not cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say it would be fine, but it probably limits what they can. It would make these worse if they want to keep pulp like competitive at all.
Right.
So yeah, probably not.
Right. So it's like maybe like keep a running list of if it placed well on HC units, it is no longer pulp legal.
Maybe.
So it's just a ban list.
Good though, right?
Yeah, Harcourt's just a regular old piece. Nothing too exciting there. We talked about the Peacemaker, so we're talking about the Project Butterfly set, Judo Master. So he sidestep doesn't count four against theme teams. Okay, we like these kind of, we like these kind of pieces. Mm-hmm. The first time Judo Master would be KO'd instead of turn him to click six and roll d6, heal him to half the result and place him up to that many squares away from his current square.
That's pretty great.
Starts with a special damage power. When Judo Master hits, increase the damage dealt to each hair character by plus one.
That's great. You got triple targets.
But he's
and
got
a scissor strike on that.
But he's got leap climb.
But he's got a leap climb.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if it's even worth equipping him with. You can equip him with like a bike.
But that makes him 70 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a stop click. He fits on every team. He's got a wild card. Man.
Probably a little too overcosted. Movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he does have improved movement, Tyler. He's got leap climb.
Oh, true. I forgot.
Leap climb is passive now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Butterfly. Oh, we like this, right? This is a
60 one. Points for one click. What is this crap?
This is an interesting piece.
All right. At the beginning of the game, you may replace Butterfly with a standard character of 50 points or less. Standard. That's important. If you do, that character can use the Mass Leeching trait, is considered to have the Butterfly Swarm Bystander on its card, and has when this character would be KO'd. Instead, replace it with Butterfly on click one. Use the replacement character's name whenever Butterfly uses her name in Mass Leeching. Okay, at the beginning of your turn, you may generate a Butterfly Swarm Bystander. Okay, Mind Control. When Butterfly uses it, for each Butterfly Swarm Bystander, she may also target an opposing character adjacent to that Butterfly Swarm Bystander. Okay, regardless of Ranger Line of Fire. Okay. We like mind control, so that means that we're giving out a power here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the Butterfly Swarm has sidestep, and then a bunch of powers, a bunch of stats that really don't matter.
Six movement flight might be.
It's also not autonomous.
Relevant.
It's also not autonomous, yeah. So that's probably...
It's tiny, so it can't carry most people.
It can be carried, and there's no limit to the number of butterflies that you can make.
Correct.
I
mean, this guy is like exactly as competitive as Chameleon was competitive, right?
No.
Better keywords.
No. So he's much better. You're getting
it?
Any standard character that you want on Animal, Cosmic, Monster, Politician, or Ruler.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's good because Chameleon was good.
Oh, Chameleon wasn't good.
It did the same thing. It had worse keywords.
But
it did the same thing.
No, I think Chameleon was more limited, wasn't he?
No, you picked three disguise characters. They had to be 50 points or less, I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking now. Chameleon was 70 points, not 60.
Yeah. But it came out 6 years ago, so it can't be too hard. Fair. It's very similar to Chameleon.
Fair.
This guy, you could use all of your sidelines.
Pat, your piece sucked.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
He was limited by the keywords. He only had like spy instead of Shusenia. This guy has Cosmic Monster Ruler.
Yeah.
He's giving you some good customizability to your team, right?
How about this? So. Butterfly walked. Chameleon walked, so Butterfly can run. So you get a pseudo stop click.
It's like a...
Because it's when this character would be KO'd instead. So you get a 50-point character with a pseudo stop click, a 19 defense, super sense tiny piece... That comes out. I mean, not that it's necessarily hard to KO, but you have to
do... With leadership.
That's not bad.
You have to do something to KO it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just for what it's worth, that trait's not protected pulse wave. So it's like pulse wave the other guy, I think.
They would
this still trigger?
No, because it would have to be protected
Pulse Wave.
But the butterfly's not on the map.
Oh, you know what? I think it's probably fine then.
I think so. I think it is, but I would not be confident and ask a judge. But I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, if any of the Wiz Kids, if I don't know, I would say I know Brian listens. Brian, if you're listening, if you want to comment on the show notes.
Okay, I have three things to say real quick.
Okay.
About this piece. I like this piece.
One.
The first is that.
So you have four. You have four. No, things. No. You have four things. No,
I have four things to say. All right. The first is that this might just be good enough. If you're playing a 50-point standard character, it's probably just good enough to pay the extra 10 points for this guy. So you get the stop click. You got the mind control effects. A lot of times, that's just good enough, I think, for a 10-point spend, I believe. Second is the type of character that you want to find that is specifically good with this would be like a what are they called? Silver bullet piece. So like something that is really good against certain teams, but you don't want to play against others. So I don't know if there's any of those in modern, but there probably is. I'm just thinking of it. Well, then the third is
go ahead. Yo, you go ahead. Sorry, you go ahead and finish your sorry.
Well, the last thing to look out for is just like anybody that can do like when this character hits, X happens, because they could use the mind control thing and you could kind of break it. You could like carry up a bystander with something else, place it adjacent to him, and then mind control with a piece. And if that character says, when this character hits, you know, KO the opponent or something, you know, that's something to keep in mind.
Right.
Because there's a few characters like that.
Yeah. I think you're totally on point. Like, it also just adds a complete SWAT kit to any team, right? So, like,
yeah.
Here's, like, I mean, obviously I like my certain keywords. But, like, I think Cosmo's really good. But Ghost Rider makes Cosmo not really good. Mm-hmm. So, oh, true. That's I could, I That's your silver bullet piece that you were thinking of. Yeah. So, yeah, like, if I don't need Cosmo, I bring out Hope.
Or Cosmic Surfer.
Well, another Surfer, yeah. Obviously. But, like, on my team that I played at Adepticon, I'm not sure I have the 10 points to flex with. Instead of a Butterfly could give me Hope or Cosmo, depending on what I need. That's a huge one. Obviously, that fits right in with Cosmic. It doesn't have to be the same keyword, obviously.
It also just gets you any 50-point piece on Cosmic. Any piece that you want on a Cosmic team.
I was really sad that it was standard characters because I was like, oh, yeah. Kong is now a Cosmic.
Kong is Cosmic. Yeah, but no.
That was my first thought. I didn't realize the standard was in there.
Yeah. So if I just search 50 points. By the way, Tyler, you got an air conditioner on or something?
Fan I can turn off.
Yeah. Please and thank you. That's much better. So, like, if I just look at 50 point pieces, I mean, there's just so many, right? Oh, are you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So we totally lost Tyler then.
Oh, that's okay.
Did he turn off his fan and like turn off his whole computer?
I got up to turn off my fan.
Huh?
Oh, I got up to turn off.
My oh, fan. I didn't know you had to get up. We heard the thing just go away. We heard the.
I turned my mic off.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's why.
Could get black. You could bring in like Blackheart, or Cosmic, or Carnage Surfer, or Death Metal Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you can get Blackheart on Cosmic if you're playing.
Yeah, but Blackheart can. That's true, but yeah, Blackheart can only move characters that share.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
you can still move a few characters CSS. I mean, there's a lot of options.
This
definitely opens up a lot.
Obviously, in the whole of HeroClix, I didn't filter it by modern. I was just searching here on HC units. There are 1,216 50-point characters in HeroClix.
In modern legal? Or
no, just total? Just in all of HeroClix.
That's a lot.
So, I mean, there's a shit ton, obviously, in modern.
because 50 is a very common point line. So
yeah, I'm glad that they added the butterflies can't be masterminded too, because this would just make any mastermind character really good.
Yeah,
being able to print a bystander every turn for free.
Jason's like, APOC what? APOC what? APOC what? APOC what?
Yeah, that would have been very JC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
APOC is not standard.
You can bring in several of the
APOC
characters at this.
APOC can mastermind to the POG, Tyler, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Just use somebody else for the trait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is a pretty exciting set because guess what? We get to go ahead. Are we done talking about Butterfly? Anything else we want to talk about on Butterfly?
Nah, just he's really good and will be seen a lot, I think.
Yes. Will it be seen more than the last piece we're going to talk about on here? Mern.
Mern.
Keywords.
I don't know if I'm. Keyword
Argus, Suicide Squad, Animal, Assassin, Cosmic, Monster, Soldier, Spy. When a friendly character attacks, if a line of fire drawn to an opposing character that shares a keyword with Mern would be blocked, instead it isn't, and the target modifies their defense plus one. Opposing characters within range can't positively modify their combat values with a 4 range. I don't think you played it for the second part of the trait. You play it for the first part. You probably don't really care if they modify their defense plus one. But let's talk about...
It can be handy, though.
It can be.
Especially if they're coming into you.
Right? Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack here. Let's talk about first what blocks line of fire. Because a lot of things do. Elevation. Yep. If you're on the other side of a building. Characters. Block line of fire to characters. Blocking terrain. That's walls. That's blocking. Mm-hmm. That's a barrier.
Stealth.
Stealth blocks line of fire if they're in hindering. If the line of fire would be hindered, it's blocked. Batman chase. Black Lantern Batman. The grave marker situation. Mm-hmm. That blocks line of fire. There are other things that block line of fire. Dolphin does not block line of fire, by the way. You have to be within 4 to target them. So Dolphin gets around Mern, by the way. So that plethora of keywords, if your random character is going to attack somebody that's hiding behind barrier, Mern says, nuh-uh, and you can just shoot them.
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It basically erases the map. Basically. The only things are like you said, Dolphin or something that says you cannot draw lines of fire to this character. Is there anything that says
behind the scenes. So like Onslaught.
Okay, yeah. You can't draw lines of fire to this character.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. But basically, it's a global...
It's just limited to these keywords, which are some very good keywords in there, though.
Yeah, it's a global effect. It's any of your characters do this. If you hypersonic up with a CSS, he can now shoot through everything
right.
to shoot anybody with these keywords.
Let's also be clear. Giant Reach draws line of fire. Your Kong can now quake through walls.
Yeah,
or punch through walls. So there's like, so what to look out for? There are things with like Giant Reach 6. Can now punch through Giant Reach 6, especially if you give their ass a motorcycle, right? There's like a Mr. Fantastic that can do it.
King Thor, doesn't King Thor do it? The new King Thor?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Yes.
Scotty P does not like this piece. He's got all the keywords.
White shirt Porter does not like it at all. But I'm just looking through some of the most recent stuff. I mean, Suicide Squad, I mean, is Argus is super limited. Only 3 pieces in this set have Argus, and then we haven't seen an Argus piece since Rebirth.
Yeah.
And then before that, it was Justice League Trinity War. So not even anything in silver. hardly. Suicide Squad is obviously quite a bit. Some of the biggest things are scrolling back. Was it in?
What pieces were you using, right?
Squad pieces. I thought Deathstroke had it, but I guess he doesn't. So I guess not. Never mind. So Suicide Squad is not relevant as I thought, because I thought Deathstroke had it. Now Animal.
Depends on what month it is.
Calendar Man could be. Yeah, yeah. I like that, Jason. Animal. We've got the dinosaur hatchling, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. I'm just thinking of what's, you know, modern and relatively.
Animal Kong, camo.
Yeah.
Well, you know what would be fun, actually, real quick? I'm going to pull up the Adepticon. So, again, Lucas's team. Who could he target? He couldn't target Wonder Woman, right? He could target Kong. He could target CSS. He could target Genesis and APOC. What do they have? Ruler, Warrior, Brute, Horseman. So probably not them.
Not them.
Both Porters. They could, though. Second place, you have Kong again, yes. Blackheart does not have him, right?
He has Monster.
He's Monster.
Monster, yeah. Same with Ghost Rider. I already quit. So this whole team,
he could target. So I'll just go ahead and spoil my whole entire team.
I think mine too.
Well, yeah, we're Monster.
Because you're playing Monster, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Anthony Bragan is playing a Mystical theme team, but almost all of his team has Monster as well.
Right.
So
I would guess this applies to at least 60% of the figures you're going to face.
Right.
Not teams, but figures.
Yeah. I mean, that Daredevil that George played, I mean, the Legacy Daredevil.
Like all the Black Lanterns.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep in mind, Assassin also takes care of, unfortunately, Josafa's team, because Hawkeye have Assassin. So, anything else have Assassin? The new Prime Kingpin has Assassin.
Orb,
unfortunately.
Deathstroke probably has that.
You're probably right. That's the one. Batman.
Yeah, Deathstroke has that.
Deathstroke does have Assassin. So that's. So I mean, Monster. Yeah, obviously we know Monster. Soldier. Is the other one I wanted to click through real quick.
Red Widow.
Yeah, I mean Red. I mean that takes care of your pulp stuff. Red Widow, Pegasus Cap, not Pulp Legal, but and also Blue Marvel is Soldier.
The New King Arthur, Cap Wolf.
It's a lot. This guy's
the Zod Arjuna. Oh, King Killmonger has Soldier.
Yes.
So
Black Skull also has Soldier.
So you can't even really swap out of it because. Those two have Soldier, Monster, or no, I guess Dark
Phoenix. I think Iron Inquisitor's safe.
Iron Inquisitor's the only safe one, probably.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Mephisto's going to get shot at.
Kid Thanos has Animal, Kid Thanos has Cosmic, Hound has Animal, Ghost Goblin has. Is Ghost Goblin safe? But he's just eatable. He's eatable by anything else, basically.
Prime Wonder Woman is a soldier. Jennifer Kale, I think she hits one of these, doesn't she? Like, maybe not. I can't remember.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. No.
Okay. I'm thinking of her for something else. Okay.
Yeah. So this guy's crazy. He makes you just ignore the map for range attacks on most. Of the
or giant reach attacks.
Any line of fire, right? Or no, any line of fire with attacks.
Attacks.
Because you can't like perplex around with
it. Right. So
and he brings leadership to your team.
Yep.
We haven't even got that. We haven't even got that far yet. Yeah. Leadership when an adjacent friendly character misses after resolutions, you may deal them one unavoidable damage. If you do, remove an action token from them.
I don't think
you're doing that most of the time.
You could. I mean, it just depends. If you still have your, like, MOE heal, you might.
Or your Porter heal.
Yeah, Porter heals at the beginning of the turn, so...
Well, still, the next turn...
The power is called you incompetent dingus.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
People complained when the map was erased. Not so far away in recent memory.
True.
Are we going to hear complaints about Murn?
I forgot that this guy has PD team ability, too.
Yeah. I think it's possible, for sure. The main thing is, like, his style's not super great. It doesn't attack, and you have to use 50 points. So there is a pretty large investment into it, but I don't know. It's crazy.
That's why, realistically, I wish he was legal for Cup so that we could, you know, really see something exciting for him. Because if not, we don't see him until Worlds, probably.
States?
Yeah. Maybe
in States. Silver, I tell you what, he is the freest tank drop. Like... Someone on their team is going to be able to get hit by the tank. Yeah, he's very good. I don't know. It might be too good. It's a crazy effect. Especially to affect your whole team with no action required or anything.
I don't know. No, you don't even have to roll the gym.
Yeah, nope. Roll the gym.
Don't even have to roll. Did you turn your fan back on?
No.
Then something, yeah. something else is
it's not me.
Something else is going. Yeah, it's Tyler. Something else is going. Brr.
One sec. I'll be right back.
Okay.
There it went.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, Murn's a 50-point investment, but it's 6 clicks with a stop click. I mean, it's knockbackable, so that's a thing these days. But, I mean, it's not too hard to keep him alive, I don't think. He does have stealth, so he passes the surfer test.
Yeah, change in senses.
Yeah. Yeah, when he gets hit to there. And stealth, right? So
I mean, he's also 5 to a stop, right? Not easy to do that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he could be knocked back with Kong, but... I mean, in Prime Spider-Man probably gets him there with knockback, but...
Probably, but... I mean...
He's still really, really, really good.
If I'm like alpha-ing to kill something, I'm not aiming for this guy because if I alpha them, I'm there. You know, this guy doesn't even help me that much. You know, so I'm probably got to focus on an attacker. So even then, he's safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he's insane. I really hope that your early shipment, Jason, gets
picked out.
I really wanted to play this guy for silver whenever I seen him come out, and it was very exciting to be able to play a piece like that was new and different, and you know had such a powerful effect. Like, I mean, obviously, he's very legacy Thanos-esque, right? So, get your complaints in now before people start playing him. I guess people because you're going to see him. He erases the map. I'm not even playing this guy with Legacy Thanos. I don't have to. Because I don't need to, right?
Nobody else has posted on my post that they've got this yet.
Either. Well, only 48 people have seen it so far. So
yeah.
I would give it some time. I'm looking at the post. Yeah. I'm looking at the post region now. Only 48 people have seen it. So
this guy is nuts.
So all right. We did want to talk about the butterfly swarm, or not the butterfly swarm, the dinosaur hatchling. Sorry. That's under WizKids Iconics. Scroll down to the bottom. What was it? WizKids
Iconics. I don't think it's Iconics. I think it's WizKids 2024.
Yeah, WizKids 2024. Yeah.
Yep. Dinosaur hatchling.
All right, so another crazy, crazy piece that Jason already has in hand because they shipped it to him at the beginning of your turn. This is important. At the beginning of your turn, and when Dinosaur Hatchling KOs an opposing character, that's probably not going to happen. no. Give them a growth token.
He's got blades.
He does have blades.
He does have blades. When Dinosaur Hatchling would be KO'd, you may instead replace him with a character with the animal keyword, turn that character to their first KO click, and then heal them one click for each growth token on their Dinosaur Hatchling. Very important, when selecting the character at the beginning of the game on from your sideline, you have to give them a start line. I would not recommend choosing Kong at his 500 point line for this.
Yeah, that's never going to get there.
Right. Wait, why not?
Because when he's KO'd, you lose the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you could do that. That's kind of fun.
Right, so...
Okay, you're right. So probably do the 300 line.
Probably. or the 200, something like that. I mean, you know...
Dude, that would be a funny way to lose.
I mean, the 50-point line is just fine.
Right, yeah. So could you imagine you're playing at the kitchen table in a, you know, last person standing game with your buddies, and your buddy brings a team of six dinosaur hatchlings with six Kongs on the sideline, and it's last man standing, and you play for 36 hours straight?
Mm-hmm.
Because he brings out six 500-point Kongs because he has barrier for his last point, so he gets, like, 20 turns in real quick.
So, like, we're going to use this guy for mastermind fodder and then bring in, like, camo, right?
Yeah, so that's best case. From what I saw, I think the best option for him is camo because he has two stop clicks. So if you turn three, he heals past his two stop clicks, and he's great. And then you paid 45 points for a 110 point character. So that's like best case for this guy, which sounds great, but yeah, they have to target him. They have to kill him for that to happen.
You mastermind to him.
Yeah, so that's what you would have to mastermind to him. And it would have to, you would want to wait until turn three to do it.
Which is not hard because turn one, you're not doing anything.
Yeah, true.
So, no, you only have to be, okay, you turn them to their first KO click. So, turn one, yeah. He's on his last click. Turn two, that's not that big a deal. I mean, but...
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
But then you have to play somebody who has Mastermind. And you have that's to true. Hope that they can outwit it or get through it. Right?
That's true.
Who's good right now that you were using Mastermind? And that also has animal brute past.
So, brute, meaning dinosaur hatchling, is an X-Man.
X-Man, yeah, that's my first thought.
That is awesome.
He's just fun on an Apoc Genesis team. He's got a whole dial of blades.
And so. You know, has really good mastermind. Legacy Apoc Jason.
You're right. He does.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
It's all coming together. So
I think this is more fun than meta, but it definitely could, somebody could make it work. It's definitely fun.
Yeah.
And am I correct that the only way to get this is to spend $50 on their store, right?
As of right now, yes.
So it could be pretty great. Like, I don't know how many people are going to get this.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just want to run a whole pack of them. Like, I think it's
good.
Like,
good luck scoring points, idiot.
Yeah, and they're so tiny.
I mean, if you play five of six of them,
they gotta get one of them.
They gotta, right? If it's the only thing on your team, they have to KO one eventually.
Yeah,
Apoc Genesis and baby dinos. I'm telling you, it's tough.
Yeah, so they get the blades rolled out.
Yeah, they get the blades roll out. It's like, there it is.
Yeah, but you don't want them to happen. You want them to die.
Hey, either way, it's good for you.
But then, they might be, if they blades roll out, that means they're right there.
Yeah,
that's true.
And they're KOing and something.
You get a growth token.
Yeah, because they're KOing whatever just they're ran hit. Up to them.
Wow. They're blades in you for at least three.
This figure design is out of this park.
Like, yeah. I gotta say that these things that they have just revealed here recently, or the design is really kind of outside of the box for a lot of stuff that they've normally done, and I really have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fun. They're doing really good on all the iconics and stuff.
Yeah.
We want to go to the zombie.
George Washington.
Yeah, we can.
That's the fair. April Fool's prank.
Yeah,
that wasn't.
Yeah,
the prank was he's actually real. That was the real prank.
But he went down after that, right? Did they put it back up?
Not as of yet.
So he was only available for one day.
Yeah, I got my order in for that too. Yeah, but that's that didn't come with anything, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to talk about with this guy. He's not that great.
He's not great. He's not awful. He's 8 clicks with his top click for 75 points. Like, he's got decent stats. Well, but
just go back and get your zombie Abe Lincoln from the Undead set.
Woo! That's so cool.
The Undead President duo of George and Abe.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
Yeah,
that is cool that we have that.
It's the fourth character in HeroClix with the zombie horde keyword.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And
interesting.
Tyler, you were asking why he had the underworld team ability. Yes. He's a politician, dog.
But he's George Washington. That makes him better.
How do you think he got to be the first president, homie?
He was the best man for the job.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can we get like zombie Thomas Jefferson now? And
yeah, that'd be sick.
Like zombie Teddy Roosevelt or something. Like just a bunch of zombie presidents. I'm down with it.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I am. All right. Questions. All right, so we answered Jason Phillips' question. Alex Mooser, is there a meal food that when you eat it, you have an Anton Ego moment from Ratatouille? When you're like, the first, Jason, I'm going to steal it from you. The first time I had Buffalo Wild Wings, boneless wings, boom!
The Anton thing is it takes you back to your childhood.
Yeah, I was trying to think about this.
It takes you back to your childhood. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm wrong reference then. There is tuna casserole.
That's what I was gonna say. My mom made tuna noodle casserole.
Wait a minute, how did your mom make the tuna casserole?
Just egg noodles and mushroom soup and tuna and peas and
oh yes.
I think that's about it.
That's
maybe
it.
Some French onions if it was fancy.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Sam.
We have that all the time.
Sam hates tuna casserole.
My dad hates it.
I have not had it so much. I have not had it in years. But my mom used to make it all the time, and I would eat way too much of it as a child.
Yeah, same. It was real good. All right, Jason, you got one?
I was going to say homemade chicken and dumplings.
Okay. Yeah.
So my grandmother used to make that, and it was delicious. Really
yeah.
Yeah. And she is long gone from this world, so yeah, that's something I don't get to have anymore. So,
you know who also makes homemade chicken and dumplings, Jason? Along with buffalo chicken dip, Sam makes homemade chicken and dumplings.
Well, that I'm sure they're very good, too.
They are. So, I mean, and maybe instead of buffalo chicken dip, for one of these events, you should request homemade chicken and dumplings.
It's hard to let go of that buffalo chicken dip, though.
Right. Yeah. So Jack Smith asked, how many Wendigos for silver? So he said, he asked how many peacemakers, and I'm assuming he means the good peacemaker.
You could move like 15 Wendigos up.
Oh, one of them. That's the peacemaker works with the Wendigos.
They kill one Wendigo and score 15 points. Yeah, and then
they move the move thingy.
Oh, can move too. That's true.
Yeah, that's another move for Wendigo.
True.
But Jack, all you have to do is petition to get that set legal for Rock Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not just don't worry about anything else in the set, just that peacemaker.
Yeah, it is out in the wild, so it should be legal.
Should be legal next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. McConnell, we talked about Dinosaur Hatchling. What are your thoughts on the theme format? I don't have
what's thoughts. The theme format.
It's Highlander. It's Highlander. Basically,
my thought, the 400 modern thing.
No, so no, that's the team's format. So like the theme format, for it's silver theme. It's basically if silver was the silver teams event, or sorry, the team event at Rock Cup was silver instead of modern. But it was also you had to have the same keyword. I'm sorry. Let me just erase all of what I just said.
Okay.
It is a Highlander theme team format where you have to have the printed keyword
on the card. Is it teams?
No, it's just a 1v1.
Is it 300?
It could be 400.
Okay. But that's just... Is that like the Porter like one?
That's the one that we played. No, we're not playing that at all at Rock Cup. It's what we played in Florida, but that was a 2v2 format. But it was the...
Well, who's using this format, then?
It's their official WizKids format. They used it, like, they used it at, what, GenCon last year,
they used
right?
it at GenCon, yeah. It's a Silver Age format, Tyler.
Gotcha.
It's 300 Silver Highlander printed keyword on card.
Okay, gotcha.
So you can't
My use, thought is I'm never going to play it.
You can't use Scott Porter's... I
should be playing Celebrity.
Did I played it at Rock? I played it at Gen Con. I played Uni, and I got second in it at Gen Con. I lost to the guy that won in round one because he's playing Prime Spider-Man with a Necro Sword, which is now banned, the Necro Sword part at least. It's fun. Fun and fine.
Okay.
Fun and fine.
I don't have any much interest in it. Yeah, it seems too specific.
I mean, McConnell, it's fun, but the thing is, was it at Worlds 2? I think that was the thing that
I think Michael, it was.
It was the thing that Michael Kornichuk won. My thoughts are is give us time at Worlds for it to be one of the big formats. And then because it was during singles, and if you wanted to play the last round of singles, you couldn't play in the theme format.
That's annoying.
And then the first day of, the first day of Worlds, it didn't start until midday, and we only could play Pulp for so long. We didn't get a top cut for Pulp or anything. So, yes, thinking about Worlds again, yeah. So, McConnell, I do like theme format in general. I like these alternative formats. I'm having fun with Pulp. I love Team Sealed. I love the team format, the Team 3v3 format. For an alternate format to be really successful, you have to give top-level players time to play it. If it's relegated to its current scheduling, it's probably just a fun side event format.
Makes sense.
But it's fun, no doubt. I enjoyed when I played it. It's just a fun side event format. I understand they gave a world championship to Michael Kornichuk. I'm not diminishing his thing by calling it a side event. Just to be clear, Michael's a fantastic guy. So, Peter Marshfield, when looking at Silver Age, what do you guys think is the best place to start?
It's a big question. We're looking at silver.
Your 200 points of silver.
The trash.
It depends.
You probably have to, because the only thing you have to do in silver is you have to play 200 points of silver.
Yeah, I was gonna say every build starts with Porter, so that's where you start.
That's easy, but, right? Then you play your then you do Porter, your 200 points of silver, then your 150 points of modern.
I don't like just building like being like just piecing together a good team. I think you have to have a
Like, do I want it to be an Alpha Strike team? Build around this character? Do I want it to be a defensive shell team? I think you have to start...
You start there. But, so, I think... So, hold on. That's what you have to do with every team.
True.
So, for Silver Age, you do everything that you would normally do to build a team, but then you make sure you have 200 points of Silver Age.
Well, that's true.
So you build the most optimal Silver Age team that you want to play, and then you look at HC units, and you say, does it have 200 points of silver? Uh-oh, it doesn't. I better change it.
I think that the tank is going to be a big deal. I've said that a few times. So I think you should... It's almost an auto-include for me on silver. There's a lot of really good figures in silver that are just like, you need to know. There's going to be Fouts, there's going to be Tri-Sentinels. You got to worry about things like Harry Leland. There's a lot in silver. Definitely do your research if you weren't playing in Silver Ages.
Yeah. And then Miguel Silva commented, it is a good set of fun figures, talking about the Peacemaker Iconics. Yes, it is.
Yeah, super good. Most of the Iconics are at least interesting, if not really good.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing a good job with those.
Agreed. All right. Anything else we want to cover today? I don't think so.
I think that was it. We had it on our list.
Final thoughts, Jason.
Yeah, Peacemaker's really cool. I'm glad I got that box in already. Yeah,
it's nice.
I expect it to be added to the Modern Legal list next week.
Surely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
And at the end of the show, you have reached 62 people in 2 likes. So.
Yeah. And nobody has had.
Tyler, final thoughts.
Jason, come to Rocco for this. It's my final thought. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'd be more fun if there was a big Modern Age tournament that wasn't teams.
That's a nightmare. That's a nightmare token. That's a nightmare token. That's a nightmare token.
Such fun, Tom.
Jason, you would just be giggling all day.
No, but my luck would be I'd just be getting tanks thrown at me all day and I'd be miserable.
Whoa, you don't give a shit if they throw a tank at you.
That's 50 points.
You're just like, okay, flurry the tank, it's dead. I flurry still energied and I'm back to top dial. Eat shit.
Good.
So, that you wouldn't actually tell him to eat shit, Jason. You would just, you know, figuratively. You can just hear it across Lucky Guy's Cafe. Eat shit. Oh man, Jason killed it. Jason got another tank today.
I don't think I've ever told anybody that was sitting across from me to eat shit. Maybe I should.
No.
Try out the
rock up. Yeah.
So, eat shit. Here's a nightmare token to top it off with.
Oh my gosh, Jason. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Other thing is that if you go to Rock Cup, Jason, we get to go to Bucky's.
Oh, so why didn't you lead with that?
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be that big a deal.
Man, I keep hearing all this shit about Bucky's, and I want to go to Bucky's.
Yeah,
is that gas station?
Yeah,
yeah.
My dad was talking about that the other day. Is that like a new thing?
No, it's been in Texas for years, and they've just been on a massive, expansive growth. And there's one on the way to Huntsville.
Yeah, I knew there was one in Kentucky.
There's one in Richmond, which is down the road from you, about probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then there is one in Bucky's. Let me look at directions real quick. I think you're gonna.
My dad was talking about that. That's funny.
I'm thinking, do you come in by it if you come from Cincinnati? You do indeed go by the Bucky's.
Oh.
No, hold on. No. If I put in the... Let me put in Lucky Dice real quick, because I put in the Bucky's as the other destination, and I'm like, well, yeah, you're going to go buy Bucky. Yeah, you will, because you're going to come through Nashville. So.
Cool. Maybe I'll stop by.
It's not like... Once you've been a few times, you're like, oh, okay. But the first few times you go, you're like, OMG, brisket to the face.
Yeah, definitely. Sounded interesting when my parents were talking about it.
Yep. So it's definitely worth, if your parents want to go to the one in Richmond for some reason, well, you should make the trip and go down there with them. It's totally cool.
Okay.
And so my final thoughts is, Jason, just come with me to Rock. Just come with me to Rock Cup. look, you will enjoy your Bucky's food.
I'm sure I will.
I mean, there's everything else. There's everything else that you enjoy. There's a teams format. There's a sealed format. And if you don't want to play in silver, you can just play BRs. But I really know.
Are the BRs going to have like new pricing?
Look,
that's what I was going to. Do we know if there's like a Scott Porter thing this year?
Look,
there was the POG and then the figures.
Look. I'm really trying to keep the vibes positive here. Okay, really trying to keep them positive, Tyler. You didn't really have to ask
like
the question.
Like
didn't really have to ask the question about pricing, but since you asked it,
wait,
I
do they not?
We don't fucking know.
Oh.
We're a month out from Rock Cup, and we do not know we don't know the prizing structure, because the prizing structure changed from 22 to 23 of who got to make the POG and the stuff, the POG and the legacy card. That changed from 22 to 23, so we don't know if it's going to be consistent this year. There's been no post about what factory sets or Chase Prime sets or which convention exclusives. We don't know what the new POG looks like. We don't know what the legacy card is from last year yet.
And I did see Howard said on his stream tonight that he would have a bunch of information next week when he does his stream.
I want to say this very directly. It is not real unless it's in a referenceable website or article. If Howard says the pricing on a live stream, it's not official until it gets published, right?
I get it. I'm just saying that's how he does stuff.
Not everybody can watch the live stream to keep up to date. He's got to publish
articles. Well, you can go back and watch it. It's available.
Look.
Does he say pricing structure on there?
I didn't see. He just said he was going to have a bunch of information next week. I just caught the tail end of it.
Look.
It kind of sucks that we don't have pricing now.
Yeah, I know. Jason, I was trying to keep the vibes positive here, so.
If there was like new like BR pricing, I'd be a lot more interested.
Well, I mean, you'll probably get the like King Arthur cons.
If there's like King Arthur, that would be like, yeah. Like,
it'd be crazy if we knew that.
Yeah. It would be.
It'd be nice. Right?
Would be nice to know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if we knew what the BR set was going to be. Is the BR set going to be next phase? Oh, that'd be nice to know.
True.
Yep. So, my final thoughts is, first of all, Jason, come to Rock Cup. You can have brisket. and then second of all, look, just ship the Peacemith, the second Peacemaker set. Let's make it legal for Rock Cup. That'd really make everybody have a really fun day.
Daniel really wants to play the butterfly.
I do, actually. and Mern. But thanks, everybody, for listening to Clickstuff today. We'll talk to y'all next time.
See ya.
Later.